listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. Regional Victoria's building industry is in crisis, so much so, urgent government intervention is needed. That's according to the Regional Chamber Alliance, which has fears about the future of housing projects across the state. RCA spokesperson Graham Jenkins says it's an issue throughout Victoria.
Regional chambers are very concerned that we're facing what is an unprecedented crisis in the regional building industry. Downturns in all areas of the housing and residential building industry.
Plans for a new medical and childcare precinct in Mildura have been handed to the city's council. The $25 million proposal would see the facility built on 11th Street, with enough space for 70 healthcare specialists, plus 170 childcare enrolments. If approved, the facility could be ready by as early as 2026. One of Bendigo's oldest schools is set to receive an upgrade. Just under $500,000 has been allocated to Violet Street Primary School by the federal government. Member for Bendigo, Lisa Chesters, says upgrades like these are important because they allow schools to
have the outdoor learning spaces and classrooms that they need to make sure that every kid gets a great education, regardless of their postcode and regardless of the school that they go to.
And briefly, Mission Australia has launched its 23rd annual youth survey. It's a chance for young people aged 15 to 19 to share what they think are the key issues impacting Australia, as well as their personal challenges. Taking a look at sport now, and in basketball, the Mildura Heat women are on the road this weekend in round 5 of the Big V competition. They'll play two teams which are yet to lose a game this season. Saturday night sees them taking on Western Port, while Sunday arvo has them facing Chelsea. Meantime, the Mildura Heat men have just the one game this round. They're playing at home against Craigieburn on Saturday.